Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 586. What do you want for your child? Welcome to the show today, where I'm going to discuss a topic dear to my heart and a topic that I am really passionate about. And it's always something that amazes me when I ask parents, you know, what do they want for their child? And it's unbelievable how the answers are usually very, very similar. I'll go a bit deeper. I remember one time when I was on a course with Dr. Shefali Sabari, who's my parenting guru I turn to. She's Oprah's favorite parenting expert. She's written multiple New York best-selling books. And she really hits the nail on the head, I think, in so many ways. And she's helped me come to a far deeper understanding of how we can parent ourselves in order to raise our kids. That's really the premise of all she does and all she's taught me to do, and to see beyond the child and the child's behavior and their mistakes and trying to fix the child, and instead looking at myself and seeing if there's improvement I can make in the way I'm showing up. It's a work in progress. It's never ending. Every day I'm alive, I want to be a better version of myself. I digress, but I remember her telling us one time that she, every time she does a live show, she asks an open question. So what do you want for your kids? What do you want for your child? Like, really want? And the first two answers she always gets are these. And they're probably the things that you might be thinking of now when I ask you this question. What do you really want for your child? I want my child to, I'm going to guess, first one might be happy. And the second one might be successful. And I think we need to really go deeper than that. We can do better than that, guys. We can do so much better than just saying we want our kids to be happy and successful. The danger with wanting our kids to be happy all the time is it's not realistic. Because it's impossible to be happy all the time, and it's okay to not be happy. The problem is when our kids hear us saying, I just want you to be happy, they think it's wrong to be sad. And worse still, they think they will disappoint you or let you down if they're anything other than happy. Think about it. If you're told by somebody, I just want you to be happy, how are you going to feel when you know you're sad, but you know they want you to be happy? You're going to dismiss your feelings, ignore your feelings, bury your feelings, not be open about your feelings, hide them. You're not going to wear your heart on your sleeve unless you're happy, because you know that's what your parents want you to be. So just a note to self. Try and avoid putting the inadvertent and unintentional pressure on your kids to be happy because you want them to be happy. All feelings are okay. So let's move on to success and look into, dive a bit deeper into this whole thing. And I could speak for hours on this, but I want to ask you this question. What is success? How do you define it? Says who? Because I'll tell you one thing, however it is you define it and what you believe it to be will impact what you think of your child. I think the problem is that in this day and age, we have a skewed sense of what success really means. because we've become so caught up in, I'm going to say the external, in looking to the outside to feel a certain way. So looking to the outside to feel happy. So buying something so you feel happy, or seeing somebody so you feel happy, having a new car so you feel happy, buying the new clothes, going for a coffee, whatever it might be on the outside, thinking that's going to make you happy. We all know that happiness is an inside job. So I think we've got caught up in that whole looking to the outside and looking for markers of success in order to feel good about ourselves. And I think we've got a skewed sense of it. And culture doesn't help. It plays right into the hands. And if we think of our kids and when we think about what success determines, I'll bet you the first few things that come to your mind are you want them to do well in school, get good grades, maybe go to the right school, make the team, do something that's going to improve their resume. So everything's with this goal that if I can get more community service hours, I might get there. That's going to make me more successful. If I do well in school and get the A's, I'll get to a university, not just the best university, because to be successful, you have to go to a really good university, get the best grades there so that you can get the best job and be very successful in your job. If you're successful there, you're going to be meeting lots of other people who are similar to you. So you might end up partnering with someone who's also successful. And we get caught up in this kind of external trap, the end result of what it means to be successful. And what happens is if we tell our kids, we just want you to be happy and successful, then it puts a hell of a lot of pressure on them to be successful. And therefore, when they make mistakes, when they screw up, they see it as being not successful. So neither wonder they don't want to own their mistakes or tell us about their mistakes or their failings, because they think, they know that we want them to be successful, and they believe that success is defined by not failing, by doing really well, by making the team, by scoring the goal, by getting the A, by getting into the right university. That's how many kids are defining success. And I think it's up to us to take them beyond the kind of what culture says success is. So what is success? Take a piece of paper and a pencil and write down what you think success really means. And go beyond all the external accolades, all the stamps of approval. And it'll take you to a place where you can start seeing there's so many more definitions of success. And people often ask me, well, what do I think is you know, success for my kids? And for me, I see it as being, if they are able to stand in their truth, in alignment with what they believe, have thought about what they believe in, have an opinion about it, and accept themselves, flaws and all, mistakes and everything, and believe they are worthy no matter what, I think that's far more in a trajectory of quote-unquote success that I would try and help my kids see, that that's really, to me, what success is. Success is when a child differs in opinion to you and they can argue respectfully, that they're not obnoxious, but they're actually, they can present their opinion in a respectful way. To me, that's success. A kid who's responsible, respectful, can communicate well, can look people in the eye when they speak to them. To me, that's success. When they have good executive functioning skills, when they can plan their lives, they've got good time management, they can inhibit the desires, they can control impulsivity, They've got good time management skills. To me, that's success. And making mistakes, I believe the only way we can be successful is to learn how to cope with failure, to learn how to cope with making mistakes. And if we see mistakes as just a sign of failure and not success, then we're leaving ourselves no room for growth, because we grow through learning and we learn from making mistakes. So successful kids, to believe that successful kids don't fail, don't smoke, don't do weed, never drink, don't have sex, never make mistakes, I think that's a very narrow way of looking at things, because there's a lot of successful people who have drunk when they're little, probably got stoned at the odd party, made a whole lot of mistakes, got D's in various subjects at school, failed a grade perhaps, and they're really successful people. And we need to help our kids see beyond their failings. And how do they identify themselves with this, around this whole subject of success? I see it as the ability to make a mistake and try again, to fall down and get back up, you know, get on the horse, get back on the horse. I see that as success, to put effort into something, to really try and persevere and be determined to work something out, to improve. I think success, that defines success, to improve on what you've done is very successful. I see being kind as a successful trait. Using discernment, not following the crowd. I mean, think about kids today. They follow the crowd, especially with social media, and they identify with what it means to look good or be successful as defined by culture. So I deem a successful child a child who will stick their necks out and get behind what they believe. They won't follow the crowd just because, but they'll follow someone if they have decided, I agree with that, so I'm going to go that way, I'm going to take that path. Even taking a risk, taking a calculated risk or a calculated chance, I see that as being successful. So just all these things I've been rattling off now that have just come into my mind that define success way more than an A grade, or the best business school, or how well they did at on the ice the other night and field in ice hockey. Success is way more than that. And so what I would suggest you do is sit down, or after dinner one night, have a conversation around what it means to be successful, and ask your kids. Maybe you could all take a piece of paper out, give everyone a piece of paper and a pen, and say, I want you to write down how you would define success, and see what they come up with. And then ask them, what is the opposite of success, and see what they come up with, and have a conversation around the very things that they have written. And then if they're struggling and all their answers are around kind of external things, well, I'll be successful if I get straight A's, or if I make the team, or if I do this, if I do that, help them see beyond it. So make sure you've got some good things up your sleeve that you can hopefully influence them and get them to understand that they can go way deeper than the superficial things that culture today defines as being successful. So I hope this has helped. Really think about it. I know you want more for your kids than them to be happy and successful. So let's get better at defining, you know, what we want for our kids. And we have to also not fall into the trap that what we want for our kids is what we make them get. Because that's dangerous as well. Because I could have a deep desire for my kids to, I'm trying to think of something here, play golf. And they're not interested in golf, but I want them to play golf. So, you know, what do you want for your child? I want them to play golf. Well, they might not like golf. And that's exactly what I'm trying to bring you around to seeing that they have to make choices and decisions that are in alignment with what they believe are right for themselves. Now, there are times where they don't want to do things and we know it's best for them and we can encourage them and nudge them to try it. But we have to be careful that our agendas don't become theirs and that our definitions of success are better so that they have better definitions of success. So they start looking deeper within themselves and able to recognize traits and characteristics within themselves that lead them to be successful. Like, you know, you could say, I hear from parents all the time, they say, I've got such a strong-willed, controlling child. And I turn it around and I say, you know what? You are never going to worry about this child because they're strong-willed and they are controlling. But let's shift that kind of negative label and put a more positive label on them and say they're very determined, they're persevering, they don't give up. These are amazing traits and qualities. And these very qualities that we might see as being strong-willed and controlling and negative are actually possibly going to lead them to being very successful because they will not be bulldozed over by somebody. They will not say yes if they want to say no. Strong-willed people are great. We have to influence them and help them learn to channel that strong will into socially acceptable ways of behaving. Then that kid's going to be super successful. So can you see that success is way beyond what we tend to get caught up in and the skewed sense of what success really means today in this fast-paced, digital, disconnected world that we live in? Success for me is kids who can disconnect from the virtual world and spend time in the real world and not be bored. That to me is success. Oh, I could go on and on and on, but in the essence of time, I'm going to stop and I am going to leave it there. But please let me know how you get on with this success exercise and email me louise@yourparentingpartner.com and let me know how it goes. And try and take what you've heard in this episode and put it into practice. Make it real so that it becomes more tangible and the impact of you listening to this translates into you taking action and influencing your kids and their ability to define success in a deeper way. So as always, if you've enjoyed this show, don't forget to hop over onto whatever platform you listen and tune into on and rate and review the show so it can get this little podcast up the podcast charts and also help it reach people who really need it. There's a lot of people who don't know that podcasts exist, never mind my little podcast here. So please share it with friends, share it with family. If you know there's people struggling, reach out. Share it on your Instagram, your social media. Always tag me. I'm at louiseclark.ypp on Instagram and Your Parenting Partner on Facebook. So as always, thank you so much for listening. I always appreciate all of you and especially those of you that actually write into me and let me know how much that you enjoy the show. It means the world to me. So till next time, thank you so much and bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.